Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Summer 1940. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was 23 years old, handsome, rich, and newly famous. He just turned his Harvard graduate thesis into a best-selling book, Why England Slept. And he was very sick, which was why in August he arrived at the Mayo Clinic. One of his doctors was Paul O'Leary.
Then a fatal disease attacked baseball's Iron Man.
Who the year before had been part of the team that diagnosed baseball great Lou Gehrig with ALS.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
O'Leary wrote JFK's father that his second oldest son had extremely low blood pressure. Maybe that was contributing to the gastrointestinal difficulties. JFK's 1940 trip to Mayo might have gone unremembered, except to historians. But for an interview, the new author gave the local station K-Rock AM while he was there.
I asked, what are your plans for the future? Well, I don't know exactly yet. I'm interested more or less in working for the government, but I haven't really decided it yet.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.